North Korea is at it again. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With North Korea test firing a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern seas, South Korea says its chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff and U.S. Forces commander discussed a response to North Korea's nuclear threat. The test launch comes as the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan visits South Korea for joint military exercises. The National Hurricane Center is saying Tropical Storm Ian will strengthen into a hurricane Sunday. It is expected to hit Florida Tuesday. Florida residents are being told to make preparations before it arrives.
There is a lot of newcomers, and I think it's just to have them aware of what evacuation level they're in, the strength of their home. But when you go to the grocery store, stock up on water, some canned goods.
Steve Lischauer, Chief Emergency Manager for Manatee County, Florida. Former Hurricane Fiona is still causing destruction as it strikes Canada's Atlantic provinces. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
Over 500,000 are without power in Nova Scotia as what's left of Hurricane Fiona lashes Canada's Atlantic coastline. Heavy rain and strong winds damaging homes throughout the island. The fast-moving storm knocking out the lights for tens of thousands on Prince Edward Island and in New Brunswick as well. The Canadian Hurricane Center says could prove to be one of the most powerful storms of its kind to ever hit Canada.
Americans continue to struggle with inflation while recession fears grow due to the stock market that keeps declining.
The S&P 500 is down 17% this year, and inflation remains at near 40-year highs. President Biden was sworn into office. Inflation stood at just 1.4%. Today, it's at 8.3%. It was already at 7.9% when Russian forces invaded Ukraine.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arizona's Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich telling Fox News Live what's driving voters to the polls this election cycle.
This election is and should be about security, border security, and economic security. People want to feel safe. They want to be able to, you know, send their kids to a good school and not know that it's going to be inundated with drugs. Or when their kids are walking to school, they're not going to be gunned down as a result of gang violence as the cartels perpetuate more and more violence.
Democrats say the abortion issue will be the main topic among voters. Business CEOs are turning away from the city of Chicago due to its rise in crime. Fox's Grady Trimble has more from Chicago.
McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski actually had a lot of good things to say about Chicago. He announced the company is moving more than 100 jobs from the suburbs here to their downtown headquarters. But what drew supersized criticism from Mayor Lori Lightfoot were his comments about the city's crime problem. Just in the past few weeks, there was an attempted kidnapping from a bar where an employee was shot in a random drive-by shooting. Violent crime in the city is up 37% in the past year.
Mayor Lightfoot said the McDonald's CEO needs to educate himself. Former New York City mayor dealing with a divorce lawsuit.
Rudy Giuliani blew off a court hearing Friday where Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Michael Katz said he would toss the former mayor behind bars if he doesn't pay over $225,000 plus legal fees to his ex-wife by early next month. The ultimatum coming in the divorce case between Giuliani and his ex Judith. She claims in a lawsuit that the Trump confidant owes her $262,000 in payments under the terms of their 2019 settlement. As Mr. Giuliani was a no-show, Judge Katz granted her request for a default judgment, finding the former mayor in contempt. Giuliani admitted during a hearing earlier this month that he owed money to his ex-wife, but that the amount she claims is a gross exaggeration.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.